Yo, welcome to the Q Reyes Project. This is Q Reyes coming at you once again. And I'm going to talk today about dealing with disappointment. But first, speaking of disappointment, something weird. I saw the strangest thing today. So I'm coming out of Starbucks and I saw an Armenian not driving a brand new BMW. Can you believe that? I can't. I felt really bad for him. I was like, wow, that's probably the first Armenian that I've seen not driving a brand new straight out the lot BMW. And I don't know how he could just live with himself. You know, I just thought that was strange. I wish I could help, but I don't drive a BMW. So, nothing I can do there, but just wanted to point that out. Maybe that's just a sign of what the economy's doing to us. You know, where now you have Armenians driving older BMW models. You know, is this where we want the country to go? Is this the direction that we want to keep pursuing? Anyway, let's get back on topic, because I know if you're listening to this, probably you're dealing with some disappointment. You're dealing with some bad things happening in your life. You're a little victim. You're probably like just regretting everything that you've done, and you don't know. Ooh, your life just sucks. First thing is to change that attitude. Change the attitude. In order to deal with disappointment, you got to understand that it's part of life. It's part of being alive. You're going to deal with good times. You're going to deal with bad times. You're going to deal with disappointing times. You're going to deal with better times. You just need to deal with them. Understand? Now, let's get more practical, because it's easier said than done. And there's different kinds of disappointments. You know, you were waiting for a job. It never happened. You didn't get something you wanted to get, or maybe you're going through a breakup and you feel, you know, there's a lot of reasons why you're disappointed. Maybe you thought someone liked you that don't like you, or they don't like you anymore. Whatever it is, disappointment is the same feeling. It's that feeling of things not going your way. Because if it was up to you and things went your way, then you would have been disappointed, right? You will actually be happy. But you have to understand another aspect that's bigger than that. Things are not meant to go your way, because if they were meant to go your way, you'd probably be in a really bad situation. If you were able to get whatever you wanted, that's not a good thing. If you were able to eat all the sugar you wanted, all the candy you wanted, if you were able to eat just all the food you wanted without getting full, if you were able to just get immediately everything you wanted, it just wouldn't work. That's not the way that it works. And it wouldn't feel the same either. When you always have it like air, you know, you don't really appreciate it until you're like not breathing. Then you actually are like, oh, wait, air is important. And it's one of the most important things we have. But you don't appreciate it until you don't have it. So that disappointment is there for you to appreciate what you do have, for you to be grateful that you have other things. I always like to look at a disappointment as an opportunity. And that's what you have to do to stop being a victim, is to start looking at disappointment as an opportunity. When something really horrible happens, when something bad happens, that's an opportunity for you to do something completely different, to just switch the script, do something else. Now, you can do this. You're able to do this by just switching your mentality from that victim mentality to that proactive mentality, to taking it as an opportunity. So you cheated on your girl and she left you. Yeah, you're disappointed. So is she. However, there's an opportunity there. Now, I'm not in your situation, so I don't know, but you need to look at what are the opportunities there. Maybe you can start fresh, something new with no problems. And just, you know, this is the first day of your brand new future. Maybe you can try to get back with her and do things in a better way, and maybe learn from the situation. Maybe the whole situation will bring you guys closer. Who knows what the opportunity is? There's a million opportunities. You just need to start looking for them. And once you start looking for those opportunities, you will find them. But if you keep looking at the disappointment and why and how you deserved better or how you don't deserve whatever's happening to you, if you keep looking at that, then all these things are going to keep bringing about more disappointment. So start looking at the opportunity and say, you know, when the worst thing in your life is happening to you, start asking, where's the opportunity here? And you'll notice how that'll change your physique. That it'll change your way right there. Bam. I mean, it's gradual. Obviously, you're not going to go from being disappointed to 100% being happy. But the first step is taking that first step. What is the opportunity there? That's being practical. Now, another thing is you need to accept that disappointment is happening. You're disappointed. It is happening. That it is what it is. Just because you lay there and not do anything about it doesn't change a thing. But accept it. And you know what? If you need to lay there and think about things, then do that. Contemplate. You know, if you want to be depressed and sleep for 3 days, do that. Don't feel guilty about it, because that's just going to prolong the whole thing. Accept it. And if you need to punish yourself by or sleeping or whatever it is, then that's what you got to do. But you'll be back as long as you accept it and you start looking for the opportunity. You eventually are going to get out of that hole, because we all have holes. Life is full of holes. And you go up and down. It's a roller coaster. Life, that's what it is. And it's not for everyone. Some people can't deal with disappointment. But then some people can't deal with success either. If you can't deal with disappointment, you can't deal with success. Success is a series of disappointments. It never stops. So if you can't deal with that, you're not going to be successful. You're not. And you're not, even if you've been successful, you're not going to continue to be successful if you can't deal with road bumps along the way. You're on the freeway, it's just not smooth all the time. If you're on the road and you're in the car, there's going to be bumps. And if every time a bump hits you, you have to pull over and think about it and be depressed, you're never going to get to your destination. So stop being a victim and let's go. Let's take some action. I might be recording this for when I need to listen to this, because we all go through it. So I'm not saying that just because you're going through it right now that everyone else is better than you. I'm saying you're in a position to become even greater. Your greater self still awaiting for you. All right. Just wanted to bring that out in case you're going through some disappointment. You can get back on track. And you can choose to do that, you know, 2 weeks from now, a year from now, or you can do it right now, right this second. Just take action. What's the opportunity here? Let's go. Let's get it. Let's get it popping. Let's get it moving. All right. So until next time, I'm going to be out. Remember, take that step and don't be a victim. All right. You're no victim. Disappointment is part of life, and worse things happen to better people. So look at the world from that perspective. All right. So next time, I am out.